Welcome to Randy Rugby Podcast. Hello, it's been a while, and I don't know why I've been off for so long. However, here I am today. So much rugby going on. I know the NRL final happened, and we had the Bedford Super League Championship. Wigan Warriors won that one. We're looking at, just the other day, I was watching Canadian Women's University Rugby, and very interesting coming from Laval University. I just started watching some of the United Rugby Championship League play over in, I guess it's in Africa, looking in Scotland, Wales, Italy, Ireland, and England. A team from all over the place. I'd have to say right now that I am a fan of the DHL Stormers. And the only reason for that, you know, like, I did not realize that they won the championship last year, so I do apologize to the Stormers for not even knowing that. But I did visit South Africa last year. We were in Cape Town, and then we went up to Johannesburg and did some safaris. But what really caught my eye was we were in Cape Town, well, just outside of Cape Town. We went to a place called Bella Rock Resort. And when you step out to the back where the beach is and where the, I guess they call it Table Bay is, and you look south, you got Table Mountain there, but at the base of Table Mountain is this huge DHL stadium. Now, I never got to go into the stadium. I don't even remember driving around the stadium, but I did get a view of it from there. I also did get a view of the stadium from up upon the top of Table Mountain. I love rugby. I love rugby league, and I love rugby union. We have a team here in my hometown. Well, not really in my hometown. I'm in Mississauga. But just in Toronto, we have the Toronto Arrows of the MRL. They didn't have a great season last year, and unfortunately, they're probably going to have to rebuild and rethink and rejig a lot of things. It was devastating to hear the death of Bill Webb, who really supported the finance. No, I guess he was maybe president or whatever of the Toronto Arrows, but he was the face of the Toronto Arrows. And I had some great conversations with Bill, and, you know, his passing came as a shock to the rugby community, because he was involved just not professionally, but involved in rugby, in the rugby community throughout Canada. So, again, to his family, to the Toronto Arrows, to MRL and rugby in general, what a great loss with the death of Bill Webb. I was shocked, stunned, I still am. However, you know, he will always be, to me, the face of the Toronto Arrows. I want to talk a bit about community rugby. I'm fortunate enough that I live in Mississauga. We have the Mississauga Blues that play nearby. It's community rugby. And then just a little bit west of me, we have the Oakville Crusaders. So I do have an opportunity to get to both and see games and see the young people as they develop playing the sport. So I can say that rugby union is really thriving here in Canada. More and more kids are playing it, and we're trying to get more and more high schools to incorporated in their sports curriculum. I know a lot of people say it's dangerous because there's no protection, but again, with proper training, less injuries. You know, we have a game like football where they're padded to the nines, and although there are some pretty good hits, tackles. That's the thing about it is a hit and a tackle, I think they're two different things. Hit to me sounds intentional, where a tackle is what you're supposed to do, and if you learn to do it properly, it will reduce on the amount of injuries. And, of course, you know, I want to talk about rugby league. Now we have an amateur club here in Toronto, the Toronto Wolfpack. They've been playing some teams, Jamaican team and teams in the U.S. We even had the Whistler Wolves come out and play the Toronto Wolfpack. And don't get me wrong, I haven't been to a game, so I can't really comment on about the entertainment value of it. Although I do see that they are a very strong team. Every time a team comes in, they either annihilate them or they play very competitively against them. So they are a strong team. And I look forward to see what the ownership is going to bring for next season. We're also looking forward to what's going to happen, if anything ever will happen, with the CCCRL. You know, a lot of talk about it, talk about where the teams are going to be, a lot of hype, and then nothing. So I don't know if the CCRL is dead. You know, haven't heard anything. And every time we ask questions, we get no answers. Let us talk about the Rugby World Cup that was the finals were just a week ago. Again, it was South Africa against New Zealand. South Africa was victorious, and they won their fourth title. Congrats to our friends there in South Africa for winning the Rugby World Cup. The Springbok, they really took control of the game. It was a very defensive-minded game and very exciting to watch. So, again, you know, we're looking again at rugby union and how well the sport has been growing over the years. And many, many countries are playing this game everywhere. So kudos to them. Canada, we are well represented by both the men's and women's teams when it comes to rugby union. And Rugby Canada is doing a great job in helping develop young players so they can compete internationally and grow our game in Canada. But we were talking about rugby league, and really, it's, you know, I don't want to dig up did something that's already dead, but I would like to see professional rugby league here in North America. Don't know if it'll ever happen. A lot of talk about, well, there was a lot of talk. It seems to be very quiet now. So if anybody's heard anything, please let me know. I do appreciate the old Toronto Wolfpack that people might say what they want about the team, about the owner, about David Argyle. However, managed to do what they promised to do, which was make it to Super League within 5 years. I think they did it in 3 or 4 years. So, yes, although we could not stay there, COVID had a lot to do with that. Maybe the pockets weren't deep enough. Just say that. The pockets weren't deep enough, and we could not afford to stay in Super League, and the ownership walked away. There was an opportunity for another group of people who wanted to revive, but again, you know, Bedford Super League, the teams voted against that, so we were out. Although I want to congratulate the players that were able to find new teams, played very well representing your teams, and I've been watching you closely, so kudos to that. It's really good to see that, although you're playing on teams that were at one time our nemesis or rivals, if you want to call that, I'm glad to see that you found employment on those teams and you're doing very well. I know not everybody can win the championship, but at least you're on the team. You can work towards that. So that's really all I had to say about rugby. There's so much going on. I mean, everywhere I look, rugby playing everywhere, whether rugby union, rugby league, you know, it just, I like the rugby sevens, you know, I think that's fast game. And they're going to be, from my understanding, going to be in the Olympics coming up. So it'd be nice to see that. Hopefully my country, Canada, can get a team that will be qualifying or qualifies for the Olympics. Hopefully men's and women's, because it is a great sport. If you get a chance to watch rugby sevens, or I'd say take the time to watch it. It's quick. It's not long. But you can watch several games in the same amount of time you watch maybe NFL rugby or NFL football game here in North America. So, you know, 3 hours, you could probably watch, you know, many, many games. I would say maybe six or more. But anyways, that's it for me for Randy Rugby Podcast. I do thank you for listening. We'll be back, and maybe next time I'll have something a little bit more scripted rather than just talking off the top of my head. I just want to get back on here because it's been a while, and I want to end this episode and say prayers for the family of my friend Bill Webb, the Toronto Arrows family, his personal family, the Webb family, and friends. We lost a great man who supported rugby here in Canada, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. But if we can find more people like Bill Webb, we will not have an issue with promoting or getting professional teams here in Canada. And that's one thing I was hoping on, is maybe through expansion, maybe getting a team in Vancouver, because there's a lot of great rugby players in Vancouver. But I was thinking Vancouver or even in the East Coast. But anyways, all my prayers to the Webb family. And thank you, Bill Webb, for all you've done for rugby here in Canada. Over and out.